I pay you $2 a day, don't I?
Get off your lazy ass and come and help me!
Cut me some slack, will you? I'm working hard too, you know. Now what? Son of a bitch, Fantucci!
Ow! Shit, man!
I'm flying blind up here, Brainiac! I thought you fixed the radar!
It's a little temperamental. You have to be gentle.
Get on my ass! The whole system just crapped out on me!
Killed off by your negative vibe, no doubt.
No doubt!
Are you hitting that thing again?
No.
You know, where is it written that I have to go out there and work? I mean, you're not going to get... Why don't you get your ass up there sometime?
I love you too, Layla.
Gentle.
Get on my ass! The whole system just crapped out on me!
Killed off by your negative vibe, no doubt.
No doubt!
Are you hitting that thing again?
No.
You know, where is it written that I have to go out there and work? I mean, you're not going to get... Why don't you get your ass up there sometime?
I love you too, Layla.
Everything all right?
Just peachy.
We are on schedule, are we not?
Well, you didn't hire me for my social graces.
That's right. We hired you for your reputation. You better live up to it. Where are we?
Right there. Middle of nowhere.
And our final destination?
Right there. Middle of nowhere square.
Finnick. Yeah. I heard of you, but I thought you'd be old.
Like a fine wine, I'm aging gracefully.
Thank you. Like a fine wine, my ass. You look more like a keg of beer to me.
Any questions, Mr. Finnegan?
Nope. I get paid to shut up and do my job, so I shut up and do my job.
You're not the least bit curious as to where we're going.
Like the sign says, if the cash is there, we do not care.
Very good.
Where the hell are we going?
And his crew, welcome to the maiden voyage of the Argonautica! Each and every one of the hundreds of men and women in service upon this vessel has but one objective: to make your dreams come true. As for myself, my entire life I have had but one dream: to create the greatest, most luxurious, most expensive pleasure ship ever built. And tonight, seeing all of you here so beautiful, so elegant, so rich, I realize that my dream has come true, and I thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for making it so. To the Argonautica, good times forever!
State of the art. Not another ship like her, Mom. You can hit a 40-foot swell and not even put a ripple across your martini. Well, it's been very nice meeting you people, and I hope you enjoy the rest
of
the cruise.
Thank you so much, Mom.
Oh, excuse me.
No, excuse me, Mom, Capitan.
Really, very sorry.
Au revoir.
Thank you. bloody water stuff.
That reminds me, I'm hungry.
You're always hungry.
Yeah, so I'm a growing boy, you know.
You're still growing?
You got a problem with that? Be happy I don't eat you.
So what you realizing, Mamouli?
Well, that my goal in life before I die is to make love to a woman from every country on earth.
And like countries acknowledged by the UN or like made-up countries too?
What the hell does that mean?
Like T-Ray's country.
Shut your face, Billy. Australia's a country.
Australia's an island.
Well, technically it's a continent.
Oh, shit, man. Island, country, continent. If there's women there, well, I'm interested.
If you come to my country, I'll shoot your ass.
Did you ever talk about anything else but women?
Nah, not that I recall. The only way to shut him up is to shoot him.
Yeah. You ever thought about it?
Every day. Come on, boys. Sit down, mate.
Go back to Australia. What is this stuff?
Ooh, but without pictures. Well done, mate.
You know what I want to eat? I'll take a couple of nice, greasy pig's feet, some pickled monkey brains, and one of the big elephant eyeballs. Raw, so they pop when you bite into them.
Yummy.
You like that?
Oh, man, that's
See, right, you stick it up. Oh, shut up.
Hey, knock it off. You're not getting paid to party.
I can feel it, and it's a very bad feeling.
You know how many uncharted islands are out here?
I don't know. Two?
Oh, that's very funny. Where do I
crash this ring into some goddamn no-name island?
What is this, a talk show? I need some quiet time.
Over and out.
Snooping around the cargo.
If there's anything I can do to make your trip more comfortable, you come to me, okay?
Well, don't just sit there. Go help him.
Are you kidding me? Those guys are dangerous.
No shit. You've got to do something.
I find you live longer if you don't.
Finnegan?
We got a contract. 20 hours out and back. You beat my engine man to death, it's going to take a hell of a lot longer. Which is okay by me, since overtime will run you double rate.
He was nosing around in my cargo.
Okay, so he's nosy.
The contract was no questions asked.
No, fellas,
I vote we kick this little piece of shit overboard.
Well, I vote we kill him.
I vote we kill him, then we throw him overboard.
Well, we don't vote here. It's not a democracy. Okay, I'll say it one more time for the hearing impaired.
Oh. This could be messy.
Bimbo!
Everybody okay? Anybody gonna shoot anybody? You know, you boys ought to get out more often.
That's a year off my life.
Good evening, mademoiselle.
Hello.
Red-handed. My God, what a cheeky little trollop you are.
Good evening, gentlemen. I was just on my way out. Or maybe not.
A good decision. There's really no place to run. The nearest land is, what is it, about 600 miles, Captain?
Nearer 800, sir.
According to this fax we received... that's not a very flattering photograph, is it?
Let me see.
You're wanted for burglary, robbery, forgery... Oh, and attempted murder?
My ex-boyfriend. What?
6 arrests, 5 convictions, and wanted in 4 countries. How does a beautiful woman as young as yourself amass such an incredible record?
Trust me, it wasn't easy.
I think it's because you're not very good at what you do.
Hey, steady on, Captain. No need for that. I believe that's my car.
Thank you. Captain, I forget. Do we have a brig on this ship?
Yes, we do, sir, but it's not finished yet.
Get a lady in the brig.
True. But you, mademoiselle, are no lady.
Hey, watch it! And you, Mr. Canton, are no gentleman.
Ow! 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 They must be 30 feet long, man. And they're not nukes or nothing, but the bang sure would make your butt pucker.
You ever pull that shit again, I'll kill you myself.
Hold still, you big dummy!
I'm sorry, it stings! Hey, do you think we could pull over? You got any Novocaine?
Oh, yes, my little love bug, but just a little. Oh.
I think I need a higher dosage.
You always need a higher dosage.
Hey, Tooch.
Huh?
How many of those things are there?
I don't know. At least 8 or 9 of them. I mean, enough to sink a damn aircraft carrier.
This is just great. Now I got bombs in my basement.
You know, maybe it's just me, but if you'd ask a question or two before accepting a job...
If the cash is there, we do not care. What kind of life philosophy is that, man? Torpedoes. What the hell are they going to do with torpedoes?
To the Chinese M1L1 triple pulse assault rifle. Rotating barrel, solid ground capacity, auto cooling watertight. Stop!
Cheers, babe. Mm-mm.
What's happening here, gentlemen? Communications, what's your status?
All thorough and laser imaging generating a negative widescreen response, sir.
That's impossible.
Captain, radar not responding either, sir.
Right, switch to auxiliary power, Mr. Lewis. Let's do a circuit check.
No response, sir. We have a complete mainframe meltdown.
What about the communications gear?
Gone. All of it completely gone.
Maybe it's a storm, sir.
No, that's nonsense. The ship is impervious to weather.
Can we still send?
Our signal goes out static, sir. I've never seen anything like it.
This equipment is state-of-the-art, top of the line.
Mr. Kenton,
be running it correctly.
We are in a very dangerous situation here. We are running without radar or any form of imaging. We are sailing blind.
No bloody way to communicate our situation.
I have something here, sir.
What is it, Colin?
I don't know, sir, but whatever it is, it's big.
Probably just a pod of whales.
Moving at 31 knots, sir? I don't think so.
Where is it coming from?
Directly beneath us, sir. 160 meters directly beneath us and rising very quickly. 150 meters, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100 meters, 90, 80, 70,
60,
50 meters.
Mate.
We got a hole in the starboard bow the size of Nebraska. What's the status down here?
Old Jezebel got it right through the brain pan.
What did we hit?
You got me. I think we killed the speedboat.
The speedboat? We're hell and gone for the nearest land. There's no way a speedboat gets out this far. No way.
Shit, man, Finnegan, nothing works. Hercules is shot to shit. His gears are all mangled. His cylinder head seized up, I think.
We're making fuel fast. I give us 20 minutes, half hour tops, and then we're dead in the water.
Finnegan, you do something. We have a job to finish, a schedule to maintain.
Oh, man, would you listen to this crap?
Shut up, grease monkey. You're expendable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Story of my life.
Hey, get your asses up here!
There's something up there. What? Let me see it. Whoa. It's a cruise ship. At least you could spare us some fuel and a few minutes in her machine shop.
Absolutely.
What the hell?
We'll take over from here.
A dozen different ways to call for help.
Not anymore.
Man, so can you fix this thing? If I can get into the love boat machine shop, yeah, maybe I can fix this hunk of junk. She ain't gonna run pretty, but she'll run.
They bombed all the bombs, man. They're alive.
All right. Finnegan and the grease monkey will come with us.
Wait a minute. The three of us stick together.
From now on, you'll be sticking with me. Billy!
Yeah, Chief?
Finish the torpedo launcher and watch the lady.
Aye, Chief.
Hey, Chugro.
I'll watch her. I haven't done Korea.
Hey, Mr. Comedy, leave my girlfriend out of this.
Try to fuck with me!
Hey. Behave yourself. Cheaty, you're alive anyway, eh?
Hey, cool up. Knock this shit off. This is worse than high school.
The cruise ship's not moving. Why ain't it moving?
I don't know.
All right, gentlemen. You know the drill.
Okay, let's move up!
Want me to cool house, keep it.
Use any and all force necessary. Intimidation factor must be high. There's a lot of passengers on this ship.
Yep, half in the peck and lipstick.
Careful you don't get lost.
Shit.
That was kind of fun. Well, it was.
Everybody's in the atrium. We'll pin them down there, then split up and finish the job. Sound off!
We got the boat!
Level 6!
Casino!
Level 3!
Bridge! Bow! Top level!
Here come the party crashes!
I don't hear any party.
Everybody go down!
Nobody go!
Looks like somebody had themselves one hell of a shindig.
We got blood here.
We got blood here too, mate.
We got blood everywhere.
Nobody home.
This place looks post-evac, man. Total spooky town.
Looks like somebody beat you to the punch.
Where the hell is everyone?
Who cares, mate? Let's hit the vault and go.
A job to do. Machine shop.
Sublevel.
9. T-Ray, Mamouli, take Finnegan and the Grease Monkey.
Take the freight elevators. They're the only ones that go all the way to the bottom.
The rest of you come with me to the bridge.
Let's move now! Let's go! Move.
Come on! Did a good job of shutting everything down.
Yeah, but he wasn't supposed to stop the ship.
Or kill everybody on it.
I don't see any bodies.
It's like everyone just vanished.
You!
I'm the one supposed to be in charge around here.
Anybody.
Only an idiot be out in this rain.
The hulls on these ships are supposed to be impregnable.
So what are you saying?
The hull is impregnable.
Why are my feet wet?
It's a ghost ship. I vote we leave. Who votes we leave?
Shut up. Mike, that's it. I thought I was sinking, so they abandoned ship. Stupid bastards.
Oh, my God, he's right. You're right. Yeah, they all jumped overboard. You know, I can just see the last asshole in saying,
shit, yes, we forgot the lifeboats. Guess we're just gonna have to swim for it.
You got a real big mouth on you, you know that?
Yeah, I know that.
I don't like you.
You don't even know me.
Hey, check it out. It's my future ex-wives.
Mamula, you bloody pervert. Get your mind out of the gutter. Come on, hurry it up.
Whoa, man. What stinks? Did I say it was you?
Man, this water's freezing. I'm gonna catch me a cold. Which one of you ladies wants to warm me up?
Hey, stay close.
I didn't know you cared.
I care about your gun.
Mamuli, keep an eye on it.
What you got there? Peanuts.
Peanut.
Peanut.
Okay. What?
Shit!
Who's in there? You come out now or I'm gonna kick your ass.
Thank you.
T-Ray? T-Ray. What did you do?
Huh?
Hey, what did you do to me? Don't shoot!
Well, what happened to T-Ray? What did you do to him?
We didn't do anything.
Touch that and you're dead.
Relax, it wasn't us.
Hey!
Well, what do you know? Sign of life.
With curves.
Excuse me, but this area is for authorized personnel only. As the assistant to the person, I'm afraid I'll have to report you.
Where are the other passengers?
I don't know. Sleeping?
You tell me what happened here, or I pull the trigger. Who are you?
A passenger, just a passenger. Name's Trillian. And you are?
Thank you. Makes my job a lot easier.
Glad to be of assistance.
So again, tell me what happened here. Where is everybody?
I thought you liked to blow things up.
I do.
The vault is now open.
Yes. Money, 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 money.
Bimbo! Stop! Jesus Christ! Son of a bitch!
No!
You just killed one of my best men.
I thought it was one of them. I didn't know. I swear.
Stop! Who are you people?
One of who?
What are you talking about?
One of those things. Have you just seen them?
What's that? Speak up, Mamouli.
You're cutting out. Yes. Listen. Shut up, man. Listen. I think. T-Ray's dead.
Forget about them. We gotta get out of here. There's something down here.
Shut up. Just shut the fuck up! There's nothing down here but you and me. You hear me? They are everywhere. We've got to get off this ship.
All right. Let's check it out.
What about the vault?
It'll be here. Grab Evo's gun. Let's go.
What the hell was that, Finnegan?
I don't know. I didn't get a good look.
You got all the parts?
If I don't, I ain't going back to get them.
Now, give me a chance to break the rest of your face. Not that anyone would notice.
What is this about?
What is it?
That's what I've been trying to tell you. There's something up there.
No! Stop it!
Stop it!
didn't make it.
What the hell happened?
You killed him? You killed him.
I didn't kill anybody. There's something on this ship.
Bullshit!
No, it's not bullshit, Mr. Hanover. There are things on this ship.
Do you know each other?
Come. The door. Chief, I was... You killed him, didn't you? You killed him, didn't you? Did you?
I heard you the first time.
Stand down, you! And you,
tell me what happened.
The ship's infested. The bloody things are everywhere.
Infested with what?
I don't know. How do I know? Never seen anything like it before.
Your turn.
What the hell is that?
Girl from Ipanema.
Hey guys, you don't mind if we get off this thing now, do you?
That's a good idea.
Back off, Finnegan.
Muscles.
almost as if the ship had struck a reef or something. It came to a sudden, violent stop.
And then suddenly they were everywhere. The passengers all panicked.
All happened so fast, there was no time to do anything. Oh,
couldn't even use the lifeboats.
Trouble is, gentlemen, nobody knows we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Couldn't send an SOS.
Well, then, mon capitaine, I think the first order of business should be a call for help. And don't you?
Yeah, man, call in the Marines.
Yeah, let's do it now.
Look, you don't seem to understand. Something has jammed the systems.
Not something. Someone. Who are you? My name is Simon Kenton. I own this ship. Hanover had a connection on this ship. Somebody to knock out all the communications. You two know each other. It was you.
What?
Very quick, Mr. Finnegan. Is this true, Captain?
How do we fix it? I said, how do we fix it?
Answer.
All the systems are melted at the core. It's not going to be any calls for help.
For God's sake, man, why? This is supposed to be your life's work, I thought.
Ship's got to be worth what? A couple hundred million?
$487.6 million.
The insurance. That's what the torpedoes are for. You loot the ship and then you sink it for the insurance.
I spent my whole life, my entire fortune, building this ship. I'll be damned if I'm going to lose it to a bunch of pencil-neck bankers.
Lose it, you greedy bastard? What are you talking about? The ship was operating at full capacity.
I know, Captain, but the problem is that the cost of keeping it operating is a hell of a lot more than we're ever going to take in.
You mean we're all going to die because you screwed up on the map?
I simply misjudged the market.
What about the passengers? Were they insured?
I may be a crook, but I'm not a savage. The passengers, the crew, and I would have all been safely evacuated on the lifeboats. Don't you get self-righteous with me, Mr. Finnegan. I know all about you.
You despicable, lousy bastard! What? You sold yourself in the front.
Knock it off!
You
realize
how
many
innocent people you've killed on this ship?
Break this up!
Innocent passengers! Enough!
Nobody's
going to
get hurt.
What?
I like it.
Thanks.
Lady, give a guy a heart attack, why don't you?
What are these things?
Real unfriendly.
So, you got a boat waiting outside, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's make a deal here. You get me to your boat, and,
And I can have whatever I want.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Can you get me a cold beer?
Funny. right, Jeetu. Get rid of this boat alive and we'll call it even. Deal?
Deal.
Please tell me you're a man of your word.
Absolutely.
Fear that our friends here may be some kind of strange offshoot of the Arkeo Toya family.
Oh, the Toya family. And to think I was starting to worry.
At 4,000 feet, the Toya are about as long as a pencil, with bodies about the size of a golf ball. But those at 20,000 feet have been found to eat full-grown sharks. At 30 or 40,000 feet...
Well, you do the math.
Not good.
Are we talking some kind of mutated sea monsters here?
Who gives a shit what they are? Just tell us how to kill these motherfuckers.
The Atoy are very crafty. They hide in burrows and catch their victims with spiny tentacles, and then they crush them between massive jaws.
Yeah, and then they eat you, right?
No, they drink you. They drink you alive. Sucking all the fluids out of a body before excreting the skeletal remains.
All right, that's it. Lesson's over. Here's the plan.
Hey! I'm still giving the orders around here, mister.
You stay here and give all the orders you want. I'm getting back up to my boat, cutting it loose, and getting the hell out of here.
Yeah, man, I second that motion.
Mind if I tag along?
Feel free.
Passageway, there should be an underpass on the port side that'll take us to the upper levels.
The starboard ports.
I've got the blueprints of the entire ship right here.
Who do you think gave you those blueprints?
I asked you, man. Could it get any worse?
Thanks, Joey.
And they got in. The power of these things is awesome.
Glad you're so impressed.
There's no way out through this door. Buckle.
Right into the front.
Well, we can't very well go back the way we came.
Okay, Ken, it's your ship. Any ideas?
Well, there are more hatchways and stairwells on the other side of this wall. The only way out of here, down those steps.
He's right.
How far?
It's 20 meters.
Somebody's gonna have to go down there and check.
I volunteer to wait here.
Me too.
No way.
I'll go. But you're coming with me.
Good luck.
And what are we laughing at?
We make it through, I'll fire two rounds. That means it's safe to come on through, okay?
Okay. Hey, it's mine.
Let's give the lady a real gun, shall we? You know how to use it?
Yeah, if something comes at me, I'll just pull the trigger till it goes away.
Careful with that. It's got a hell of a kick.
I can handle it.
Well, if we're going for a swim, I think it's your turn to carry the parts. This is turning out to be one hell of a day. Taking him.
You know, I don't mean to sound like a pussy, but this shit is starting to freak me out, man.
Can you just get asthma? Or do you have to be born with it? Uh-oh.
Oh my God.
Where's Mason?
They got him. Shit!
Not Mason! No way, this isn't happening! This isn't bloody happening! Who's next?
Now where do we go?
There are more elevators through that hatchway over there. Fuck elevators!
I ain't going up in no more elevators, man!
I agree with these gentlemen.
How much longer before we can expect a rescue?
I'm not waiting on any rescue party, Finnegan.
We checked in just before sunset. It'll be another 24 hours before they start searching for us.
What are you saying? That they're not even going to start looking for this shit for another day or two?
Be a bit late by then, folks.
Here we got creepy crawlies swarming all over the place, killing us off left and right. Makes for a bit of a tight jam, don't you think?
I say we stay right here!
Are you insane?
No, man, he's right. There's plenty of food here. We can hold out until they rescue us.
They're right. This is the galley for the crew. It was built to be almost entirely airtight in case of fire.
With these hatches closed, there's no way those things can get in here.
You want to wind up in jail, Mulligan?
Better that than in the belly of one of those things.
I don't care what you do, but I'm going to keep on going. It's our only chance.
Back off! They're wiping us out one at a time. I say we make a stand. Right here. Right now.
The whole damn ship's infested, Finnegan. We're not going to make it back to the boat anyways.
I'm not staying down here, and that's a fact. Now back off that hatch.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I swear to God, I'll kill you. I'm not mucking about here.
Oh, don't get hasty, man.
We're not staying here, Mulligan.
I say we are.
Lost them, eh?
We'll kick ass and take names. You back off right now, soldier. Before I put you down.
I once saw a guy put a fish in a bottle. Then he corked it, sealed it tight, and threw it to a baby octopus. And the octopus, he felt his way all around that bottle. And in less than 2 minutes, he got the cork off, slid inside, and ate the fish.
And the moral of this story is?
We're the fish. Listen, ship's already starting to sink. What if they don't get here in time? I don't want to drown.
Yeah.
Look, Mulligan, you can do whatever you want, but I am going to get my ass to the surface. I pray to God that my boat is still there. And those things aren't crawling all over it. And then I am going to bail the hell out of here.
What are you looking at?
You're nothing!
Pushing us toward the bow of the ship.
What the hell is at the bow of the ship?
Which way?
This just takes us back into the hold. That's the way up. Through there.
Are you coming or what?
Yeah. I'm right behind you.
Feeding ground.
Looks like a dead end to me. Where's Canton?
Now what?
Oh my God, they're breaking through the hull.
I got a plan!
Say I never gave you nothing.
Be around here somewhere.
Get to the engine room and get me any power you can. Fast.
Not even a Joey. I'm glad to see you. Joey, what happened to your leg?
Joey, you want to be the appetizer or the entree?
Right. I'm on it. Give me the parts.
What?
I love it.
I lost them.
You what?
I lost them, okay? I lost them. Go with the flow, will you, Joey? I got a plan.
Plan my ass. Without those parts, this thing ain't going to go more than about a city block.
Well, that's all I'm going to need. Now get moving, will you?
Layla?
I don't think she made it.
Right. I'll go see what I can do.
To do it.
All set. But we only got enough fuel for maybe 5-6 minutes max. Then she's running on fumes.
Here goes nothing.
Come on. Yes. Come on. Baby needs a new pair of shoes. Come on. Damn. Listen, you have to be...
Gentle, I know.
Come on.
Yes! Attica!
Bye-bye, baby.
Come on, man, let's book.
Hello.
Shit. Nice to see you again, too.
Ah, no. Now, give me that cage. I'll take you with me.
Yeah, what about the others?
Fuck them. They have to go down with the ship. That's how it works. Now, give me that key. Now! Give me that key.
Oh! Son of a bitch! Get in there and cut the engine!
Wait, are you crazy?
Just cut the engine, Croats! Do it now!
Wait!
Shit! Give me that key, you bitch!
Actually killed anybody before. Not on purpose, that is.
Here, take this. No, just walk away and let me go.
I don't think so. No witnesses allowed. I don't think this will be quick, but it'll be interesting.
Thank you.
alive.
Damn straight I am. Let's keep it that way, huh?
Shot to shit.
Where are you when I need you, Joey?
Hey, I found a souvenir!
Well, I guess we're stuck on this island. We're stuck on this island.
Better than a cold beer, huh? Bring a gun!
Hey, guys! Joey! Joey! Joey!
Are you all right?
Hey, watch the leg! Watch the leg! Watch the leg!
I thought you said he was dead.
I thought he was dead!
It almost had me, man. It came crashing right through the windshield. I ran out the hatch. The thing was snapping in my ass. I dove overboard, swam like hell. Next thing I know, kablooey! And your damn surfboard almost cut me in half, man. Was it the water in my eyes, or did I just see a little lip action between you two?
Joey.
You know, I could always go for a stroll down the beach or
Joey.
Go for a little swim. Although I gotta tell you, if I never get back in that damn water...
Joey!
Okay, cool. I'll stick around. You don't have to beg me. This looks like a nice enough place.